Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, of course, our big show on Friday, kickoff to summer, a tradition unlike any other that the show has had since you guys started back in, when was your first one? Was your first one 2007 or was it a couple years after that?
I think it was after we got here. Okay. So I would say like maybe 9 or 10, maybe.
But it's been going on for a very long time.
It has been. Yes.
Yeah. It's however long Al and Gina have been dating. Because the night before our first one, that was their first date.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That was their first date?
Yep.
So there's a chance they've been together like 15 years?
No. Oh. I think it was probably 2016.
No, 15, it had to be 16? Before that.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, there's nobody left that could give us an answer to that other than you guys. So if we don't have an answer, we can't go back to Chernoff. We can't go to Sean Argaman.
Why don't we just ask Al when he and Gina first started dating?
That's true. He should be awake right now and letting us know what's going on. And then we'll figure it out. But it's a big one. This is certainly a big show, and we were hoping that one of the new people that has come into our world would be there, and she was vacillating, as I'm using a BT word, vacillating with this for a while, and I see she's on the line now. Let's see if she has come to a decision, and that is Boomer and Geo new superfan, Tracy, in Atlantic Highlands. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I was just like commenting that last commercial with that lawyer. He seemed so nice. That D'Agostino guy.
Yeah, we've met him.
Yeah, he really was like. But the song is hilarious. It sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what, Tracy? I made him perform that to us live when he came in here.
Yes,
and we met him. I'm serious.
Very nice guy. Yeah,
and he did. He went D'Agostino law bite back. Yeah, it was amazing. It was like watching Billy Joel do New York State of Mind in front of him.
He made it up on the fly, or is that a real, like, somebody really put that together?
No, he did that. He didn't make it up on the fly.
We actually think that he writes his own stuff.
He does. Yes. He does. He came up with that.
Singer-songwriter and a lawyer at the time.
No, it was really authentic. I believe him, and if I ever want to sue somebody, I would. Now I remember that dude.
Yeah. Yes, Tracy. And do you know how he got into this whole business?
The lawyering?
Yeah. Well, it says it in the commercial. His father lost his leg in a construction accident. Yeah.
Right.
So, There's a whole backstory. Right. It was like it was serendipity for D'Agostino to get into this whole situation. So, all right.
Nice guy. Anyway, enough about that.
What do you got? Are you coming to the show?
Moving on. So, so it's been like the hot topic amongst my friends and my husband. And he was really hesitant because he's afraid that you guys are going to clown me. And I'm like, that's the whole thing is like, it is clown, but I really like you guys. And I feel like there's not going to be any disrespect.
No way.
No, and of course not.
So we're coming.
That is awesome to hear, Tracy. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm going to ask you, though, would you be willing to do, because you're a known non-sports fan, would you be willing to do a trivia contest against Al Dukes? Just sports trivia, because Al doesn't know much about sports either, even though he produces our show. Would you be, you got no pressure on you, would be willing to come up to the stage and do a trivia contest with Al?
Yeah, but I don't want to do shots.
No, you don't have to do shots or anything. And the questions for you would be like...
simple, right?
Yeah, like what is the name
kind of
the stadium?
Basketball?
What is the name of the stadium that the Yankees play in?
Yankee Stadium.
Oh, there you go.
All right, sorry. So we'll go a little bit harder than that. All right, well, very good, Tracy. Make sure you come and find us early on. We are not, tell your husband, we are not going to clown you or do anything.
We don't clown people.
Okay. Well, some people, but not Tracy. Certainly not
Tracy.
People.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, but not Tracy, for crying out loud. We love you, Tracy, and we're begging you to come to the show.
Thank you.
And we're excited to meet you and everybody else. Yes.
Okay, so you know how we were saying, like, sports, not a sport, you know,
mm-hmm.
the other day?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about cheerleading?
Oh, man.
I think it's a sport.
Yeah,
I
know. Definitely. It
yeah,
definitely. You have competitive cheerleading to see the athleticism that goes on there. I mean, I
think. And that is serious.
That is very serious.
Very serious.
Yeah. All right, Tracy, we'll see you Friday.
Okay, cool. Have a great day.
All right, you too. I mean, that's.
Yeah, competitive cheerleading, that's a sport, man.
Yeah, just ask Jordan Hudson about that. She'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm a little disappointed that Tracy's husband would think that we would disrespect her in some way. We wouldn't do that at all. We like Tracy. There's people we don't like. like if Brett from Long Island showed up, we'd disrespect him, right? Because he disrespects us.
Well, he does it, you know, in for entertainment purposes, but he does support, you know.
No, I know.
So you gotta
go
with the bad with that one.
Right, exactly. But you know what I mean. But no, I think that'd be great. And we'll do we'll just set that up. We'll do Al versus Tracy.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sports trivia to see who, I mean, do we give them the same questions or we give Al like a little harder question?
I think you gotta go, well, she does, I think she knows sports. I don't think she's completely.
No, she's completely.
Oblivious.
No, she's completely.
Al is completely oblivious.
No, I think Tracy's more. I think she said it herself. She doesn't like sports.
Nah, she knows. She seems like she, you know, her husband has us on in the radio. So, I mean, she probably listens to WFAN throughout the day.
I could guarantee you, though, that if we asked her when was the last time the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, she wouldn't have
She wouldn't
that
know in. That, yeah.
When was the last time the Mets won the World Series?
She wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
How about, like, name a big golf tournament?
She'd be able to do that. She'd be able to say the
maybe.
Masters, I think. I mean, Al would definitely be able to do that.
Yeah, but
we got to find questions that are in the middle there. You know, stuff like that. Like, I think, like, when is the last time a team won a championship in town? I think that would be a good one. Like, because I don't know. I mean, would Al know?
Or could you say, like, who wore number two for the New York Yankees?
Yeah, Al would know that, though. Do you think
Al Tracy know that?
Could Al tell you the last time that the Yankees won a World Series?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. We were here.
No, okay, fine.
And we had
Al also
very,
thinks that pictures don't exist in his past. Remember that
it's
whole thing?
It's also possible. But we had something that sort of scarred the whole show relating to the celebration of that World Series.
Oh, okay.
That so Mudville 9 remote.
Yeah, that had one phone line, and the phone line kept knocking us off the air. One phone line.
Not well planned.
And since we were broadcasting from there and telling people to come there, people were calling there, and every time somebody answered the phone, we'd get knocked off the air.
And if I remember, the fans were like right on top of you.
Yeah, I mean like right in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.